Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Lisa Yard, graduate of the Faculty of Humanities and Education at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On April 27, 1959, Captain M.B. Hutt wrote a powerful appeal in the Barbados Advocate. His article, "Is It Too Late Already? The Preservation of Our National Heritage," was more than a commentary on an old ruin in Maycox Bay, St. Lucie. It was the second part to a warning to Barbados that in the rush toward development, we could lose the very places that tell the story of who we are. Captain Hutt began with the sale of property at Maycox Bay to a group of Venezuelan buyers. On that land stood the weathered remains of an old coastal fort, walls battered by the Atlantic, roots breaking through stone, weeds creeping into cracks. To some, it was simply an abandoned ruin, but to Hutt, it was a symbol of Barbados' history, one worth saving. He believed the fort could still be preserved. The work, he said, would not be extravagant. Remove the machineel trees, whose roots were tearing apart the walls, clear the overgrowth, repair the cracks, strengthen the stonework, and cap the walls with cement. These were not impossible measures. In fact, Barbados had already done it before. He pointed to Dover Fort in St. Peter, perched on a cliff between Spikestown and Six Men's, overlooking the Northwestern Sea. That small hill fort, restored in the 1940s through the efforts of Mrs. C.E. O'Neill of Whitehall, stood as proof that restoration could be done. Two old guns still faced the sea, reminders of the island's military past. Captain Hutt then widened his lens. He looked at Clarendon Fort in Oistings, whose old gunner quarters had found new life as the almshouse at Oistings, and to St. Albans Church in St. James, another converted military building. These places demonstrated that heritage did not have to be abandoned. It could be adapted, protected, and woven into modern Barbados. He spoke too of Charles Fort at Needham's Point, once armed with 40 guns in 1684, the most heavily fortified site on the island. He remembered James Fort in Holdtown and Fort George above the Pine, where the British once planned a final defense against French invasion in the late 18th century. Each of these places was more than stone and mortar. They were chapters in Barbados' history. And yet, Captain Hutt feared that Barbadians were losing sight of their value. He observed that while school children proudly learned that the House of Assembly was established in 1639, few knew the roles these forts played in protecting the island from invasion. He argued that national pride must be rooted in national memory, and that old forts, graveyards, churches, and boiling houses were visual reminders of that memory. Without them, the connection between the past and present would begin to fade. So, Captain Hutt called for action. He proposed a broad commission, bringing together government, the Barbados Museum and Historical Society, the Tourist Board, the Chamber of Commerce, schools, and civic groups to determine what historic buildings and national spaces must be protected. That was his appeal in 1959. In 2026, Captain Hutt's words sound less like history and more like prophecy, because he understood something timeless. Once heritage is destroyed, it cannot truly be replaced. His question in 1959 still challenges us now. Is it too late already?
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.